Hey, this is Freddy Guevara in a new episode of the Build and Battle podcast. Today, tips for businesses in the maturity stage. We know that in the maturity stage, we have constant sales, reducing costs, and increasing profits. The goal in the maturity stage is to maintain the profits at current levels. And how can you achieve that? You can achieve that through automation of your processes or outsourcing, because those two activities improve your profits and productivity. But there is something key at management level in the maturity stage. Marketing and financial management will be at the core of this stage. Why? In marketing, because your marketing advertising has to be consistent, because you want to keep and you want to ensure that your brand, your company is in the mind, number one in the mind of your customers. You have to make sure your brand is in the top of mind of your customers. And in financial, you have to analyze trends. Are your financial trends upwards or downwards? And ask this question: where are your profits heading? You have to analyze the fluctuations in your trends so you can see where your profits are heading in a post-maturity stage. That's the goal, and that's the two main activities in management that you have to be focused on. But now, here are more tips for maturity stage, because there are leaders, there are businesses that try to expand the business life cycle. How can you expand your business life cycle in the maturity stage? Doing the following strategies. Number one, reinvent. Reinvent your company, reinvent your brand. And or invest in new technologies and invest in emerging markets. What is the purpose of this? The purpose is to reposition your brand, reposition your company for future growth and future expansion. If you want to continue growing, if you want to continue expanding your business, you want to extend your business life cycle, you have to reinvent yourself or invest in new technologies and emerging markets. That's what you have to do. And key question at this stage you have to ask: are enough opportunities out there for expansion? Is your financial situation strong enough to cover an unsuccessful expansion? And more importantly, are you the type of leader who can handle the task of expansion in this maturity stage? Because if you are not the type of leader who can handle the expansion of your business in this stage, you have to bring on board somebody else who can do the job. You have to keep in mind this, and I always argue about this: in each stage of the business life cycle, you need different and specific management and leadership knowledge, skills, and tools to be successful at each stage. And if you are not the leader, the right leader for the maturity stage of your business, you have to bring people on board who are experts managing and leading businesses at this stage. Let's summarize our points in this episode. The goal of the maturity stage is to maintain your profits at existing levels. You have to be strong and consistent in your marketing, and you have to analyze the fluctuations of your financial situation. You have to recognize where your profits are heading. And you can make the decision if you want to expand your business life cycle and you want to continue growing and expand your business. You can make two decisions: or reinvent yourself or invest in new technologies and emerging markets. It's up to you. I hope these tips can help you to make a better decision if your business is in the maturity stage. Be a better leader, be a better manager, be a better business owner. Apply those tips and continue expanding your business for a long time. In the meantime, I wish you the success you deserve. Build and battle. Until the next time.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.